Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world, all through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm very grateful that they have this little boost step for me here. Otherwise, I'm afraid you'd see the top of my head. So I appreciate that. So, last week I was preaching, and we just talked about how people were feeling these days, about the exhaustion and the heaviness and all of the questions that have been on people's minds. And, you know, there are questions in our texts for today, too. The questions I've heard people saying have been things like, you know, how long does this go on? God, are you paying attention? We're in trouble here. Life feels kind of heavy and confusing right now. And we really like normal, predictable, boring, you know. The folks in the Isaiah text had some questions. And that was one thing that as I was turning back into scriptures these days, how often the scriptures are full of questions. Lots and lots of questions. My prayers are full of questions these days. But in the Isaiah text that you have, the question is really, hey God, what gives? We're doing what we think we're supposed to do, and you are paying no attention whatsoever. We're fasting, we're hungry, and isn't that what we're supposed to do, and you're not responding? We pray, you don't answer us. What gives? How come? How come? Well, the simplest answer is that the spiritual practices which we learn, which we are taught, are not meant to be transactional. Transactional is how things work in business. It's how things work when you're raising your kids. If you're a good boy, then we'll have ice cream when we're done shopping, right? If you, then I. That's transaction. If I give you money, you have to give me the merchandise I want. That's a transaction. And sometimes we treat our faith life that way. Oh God, if I pray, then you have to give me what I prayed for. If I do this, then you, God, must do that. It's a transaction. But it's not the way God works. It's not the way love works. Love gives, period. Love gives. The best kind of love, the love of God that we find when we're looking at scriptures, is a love that loves without expecting in return. It's the love of Jesus. It's the way God works. In Isaiah, the problem is that they go and they fast. They don't eat. They deny themselves, but it makes them grumpy and crabby, and they start bad-mouthing and trashing the help and slapping people around. And so their behavior does not match the faith. And that's a problem. Love doesn't work that way. Who we say we are and the actions that follow should match. If we say that we are Christian, the way we live our lives should show that. If I say that I am a good parent and my children feel safe and secure and are thriving and are healthy and we have a good and open relationship, then everything is in harmony. Just like Chris is going to let you know what harmony sounds like. There, isn't that sweet? Yeah. It all works together. It sounds the way it's supposed to. But if I say that I'm a good parent, but my children are neglected, are dirty, are not being taken for health care, if my children are terribly behaved and are beating up the other kids in the neighborhood, then I might say that I'm a good parent, but in actuality, there's disharmony. You know? It doesn't match. And that's the problem. That's the problem we have in the Isaiah text, is that what they are saying, we want to know God, we want to be God's people, but the way that they are living out their lives simply do not match. Our lives are an expression and a witness of our faith and of our belief. And in the gospel, Jesus explains more about why this matters. He calls us salt, and he calls us light. But the only thing salt is good for when we're eating is because of what it does to our food. It sparks it up a bit. It gives us a little zip, right? You ever eat plain popcorn? Nah, right? Put a little bit of salt on it, that's good, right? So if you put your salt in the popcorn and it was still, there's really no point in putting it on, is there? It's pointless. If there's a thunderstorm in the summertime and the power goes out in your neighborhood and the streetlights are out, everything is out, it's just black and dark as can be, and you go and you fetch a flashlight, and you put it on and everybody says, oh good, because now with a little bit of light, we're not gonna stumble over the cat. And then you go and you put it in a drawer and shut the drawer and it's dark again. It really wasn't much good to have a flashlight. You could just well been walking around with a corn cob, right? So if we are supposed to be something in this world that brings taste and spark and light and enlightenment to the world, then our faith and our life will match. So Jesus invites us to consider, how do we live in these days? How do we live to be one who brings some hope, who brings some healing, who brings some refreshment? How do we do that? How do we do that? Sometimes, you know, you pray and you wonder and you ask your questions, and sometimes the answer is so simple. And sometimes the gospel does not come in the Bible. Sometimes it comes through a song. Sometimes it comes through a conversation, and sometimes it comes on a t-shirt. Because I was at the hospital the other day, and I walked into the gift shop, and they had this. I don't know if you can see it, but it just says, love like Jesus. And is that not the gospel? Is that now what our lives should look like? Of course it is. We have a pattern for life. We have a benchmark. We have an example of how we shall live in these days. If we try and do it on our own, if we think, I'm a good person, I keep all the commandments, none of us do that. If we're going to try and go that route, then every single aspect of our life must be absolutely, completely perfect. And we are not capable of that. We simply cannot do it. Righteousness means to be right with God in every single aspect. And we are incapable of doing that. And God understands that, which is why God, in his great mercy and kindness and great love, has chosen to do it for us. Through the cross of Christ, all things are possible for us. It's possible for us to be light. It's possible for us to add joy and a spark of salt to the world. It's possible for us to care for people, even people we don't like. And that's the challenge. to see in every single person the people you love and the people you can't stand. Through the cross of Christ, it is possible for us to see them as people who are created in the image of God and people for whom Jesus died. The eyes of faith are open to a different world reality than the one that's tit for tat, if you, then I. A world that simply loves like Jesus does. And so let us be light. Let us be salt. And the heavy times, let us lift up our heaviness to God and let us be a little buoyancy for all that we be and everyone we see. We are all the children of God and have been blessed with the love of God, which doesn't keep score. Amen.